neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
There's a different idea. Some say he took three. Why he took three? Why?
Three or four.
Right, but we only have two, Abraham, Yitzchak. So now he wanted to find out if he's going to be part of the holiness of the Avot. So that was his intention. So Abraham and Yitzchak, Hashem had contact with them, and he's just starting. So when he noticed that these three stones became one, so he was very happy. Why? Because that showed that he's going to be part of the Avot HaKedoshim. Now the 12 stones, why he took the 12 stones according to the other idea? Because he knew that he's going to have children. And he just wanted to make sure that they are united. So then when he woke up, all the stones became one. So he was very happy that Baruch Hashem, my children, they are going to have achdut, they have unity. So there's another idea, because of the three stones, we got in Mishnah Pirkei Avot, we learned that this earth is standing on a pillar. That is, very nice, beautiful, very nice. And that is learning Torah and Tefillah and do kindness. So now here, he wanted to see which is more important, to learn Torah, to do Tefillah, or to help other people. So and then he found out, No. John? No, the all the stones became one. So what do you learn when the all the stones become one? That means one without other doesn't mean anything. So that means if you learn Torah and you don't tefillah and don't do kindness, so the Torah is meaningless. If you help other people but you don't do tefillah and you don't learn Torah, your helping is meaningless. If you do tefillah and you don't help other people and you don't learn Torah, is meaningless. So that's why he wanted to find out the three main ingredients that holds the olam. One without the other doesn't mean anything. So it has to be all together. You have to learn Torah, you have to help other people, you should not miss your tefillah. And that's what the conclusion was, that he wanted to make sure that how this olam is holding. And it cannot be just selective, that pick one of these, one of these ingredients. It has to be all accompanied one another. So Hashem is akeno to be able to hold this olam with shalom, bezat Hashem, gezorot tovot. Amen.
Koila neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koila neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.